Thank you and good afternoon. Washington School in Eureka experienced a short lockdown this morning as Humboldt deputies searched for a 22-year-old male suspect who fled the scene of a domestic violence incident. The sheriff's office responded to an incident on Fern Street, following reports that Isaiah Beecham assaulted a woman at the home. Beecham fled from deputies and Eureka police officers were called in to assist in the search. He was located off of Wood and P Streets and was detained and booked into county jail on domestic violence charges. The female victim sustained minor injuries from the assault. On Tuesday, the Delnor County Sheriff's Office issued a call for action for people in the community to be on the lookout for a money scam that has been targeting elderly residents in the recent weeks. Yesterday, the Sheriff's Office recovered more than $10,000 in cash that was about to be mailed out after a local resident was told online and by phone that a large sum of money was inadvertently deposited into her bank account and had to mail that money in cash to a Florida address. Later that evening, the same caller contacted the sheriff's office claiming to be a victim of the scam, but questioning proved otherwise. The sheriff's office believes the scam has been running for a few weeks, and for more information on how to identify a potential scam, you can contact authorities. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is searching for a black male juvenile and a Hispanic male juvenile who made criminal threats towards three women and another juvenile on Old Arcata Road on Tuesday evening. Sheriff's deputies responded to the residence around 10 o'clock and were told that the two suspects arrived at the residence and one of them drew a handgun. The suspects made false accusations and threats towards a 15-year-old juvenile male, and they subsequently fled the scene on foot. The two remain at large and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Normal two-way traffic was restored to State Route 36 around 10 o'clock this morning, following a two-vehicle traffic collision west of Bridgeville. The collision occurred near Maple Grove around 8 o'clock, and only minor injuries were reported. However, both lanes were closed down for about a half an hour while crews were on scene. One-way control traffic was eventually brought into effect for more than an hour before normal traffic was restored. Dan Squire has news from the College of the Redwoods Police Academy.
The College of the Redwoods Police Academy will see its 117th class graduate at a ceremony scheduled for tomorrow afternoon at the campus theater. 36 Academy graduates will pass through on their way to careers in law enforcement, and as of today, 20 of them have been hired by agencies, and the others are in varying stages of the selection process for others. Cadet graduate Brittany Grout, who started out as a volunteer with the Eureka Police Department, will join EPD. The sheriff's office has four new deputies in the class, deputies Wang, Esget, Melendi, and Kirikoff. This graduating class began the academy in January, and the next class begins on July 11th. For more information, contact the training center office on campus.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Arcata police recovered two handguns, confiscated methamphetamine, and heroin, along with burglary tools, during the arrest of five men at the Shell gas station on G Street in Arcata on Tuesday morning. Police responded to the scene on a report of possible drug activity, and one man, 21-year-old Eureka resident Braylon Lanier, immediately fled the scene on foot and was chased down and taken into custody after a brief struggle. A loaded handgun was found on his person. Officers searched the vehicle connected with the men and arrested 18-year-old Andrew Lamberson, 24-year-old Nathan Mays, and 25-year-old Kaysen Crutchfield, all of McKinleyville, along with 26-year-old Klamath man Richard Martin. Arcata officers recovered a small amount of meth and heroin and located a second loaded handgun on Lamberson's person. All five were booked into county jail. Law enforcement are continuing the search for 33-year-old Irwin Young, an inmate who escaped from the High Rock Conservation Camp on Sunday night. Young was assigned to an inmate firefighting crew in Wyatt when he fled from his assigned housing unit, and law enforcement could not locate him in the immediate area. He was scheduled to be released from state correctional custody by February of 2021. Young, a 5'11 black male adult, remains at large, and anyone with information related to his whereabouts are asked to contact authorities. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.